presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. Lost there.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Fellas and girls, our special guest today by proxy is Bill Odom, a pilot of the recent record-breaking solo round-the-world flight. Bill, how does it feel to fly around the world all by yourself?
Flight was over so fast, Glenn, I didn't mind it at all.
Well, I'm sure all our Hop Harrigan listeners are interested in knowing how the airports in foreign countries compare with our fields here in America. But since you've landed on most of them, I'm sure you can answer that question for us, Bill.
Well, Glenn, thanks to Uncle Sam, every principal city in the world has an airport with good-sized concrete runways. Our country has given the various countries in Europe and Asia the material to build them. The refueling in these countries is made easier, too, since we supply airfields all over the world with high-octane gas.
Well, tell me, Bill, now that you have the solo round-the-world flight record under your belt, what are your future plans?
Well, Glenn, I've always had a secret desire to compete in an airplane race. So now that I've made a solo flight around the world, I'm entering the Bendix airplane race. I'm going to fly a P-47M over the course. The race, as you know, starts in Los Angeles, and the finish line is in Cleveland.
Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck. Now, Bill, suppose you give us some inside dope. I've heard that after the Bendix trophy race, you're planning another round-the-world flight. And, oh, hold on, Bill, I see it's time for us to join Hop Harrigan. But in just a few minutes, I'll be back to talk with you about your next flight. So, gang, don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Missing and attacked by a ghostly Japanese Zero by inches only, Hulk, Tank, and Paul Conroy watched it fall in flames and, carefully marking the spot on the chart, completed their cargo flight to Kansas City and, early the following morning, flew back to the exact position where they had seen the enemy fighter crash. In the clear, sun-washed light, they circled low over the ground, searching for the wreckage. But to their complete amazement, it was nowhere to be found.
Are you sure you haven't made a mistake?
Sorry, this is the place. Here's the chart. Here's where I marked it.
But it's impossible. We saw the plane fall in flames and hit the ground. There should be something left.
It burned down to nothing.
And the ground itself should show some mark of the crash.
It should be scorched and black.
Wait a minute. You see something?
I'm not sure. Make a 180, Hop. Turn back.
180. Check. Hang on.
I don't see nothing. There. Straight ahead on that rocky stretch of ground.
Nothing there.
No, but the ground looks black. It's over the fire.
I see what you mean. Stand by. I'll cut right over it.
Watch it.
Over close to the ground.
I'll get a lot closer. That must be where it crashed. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay, then we'll really have a look. Wheels and flaps, Tank.
We landing?
Yes. On the ball.
Oh, sure. Wheels down. Flaps 20.
Turning into the wind.
You wouldn't fly as low a pattern if you knew your own field. Say that again.
I don't want to waste time. Stand by now.
Going in.
Okay, we're on the ground. Careful. The
ground's pretty rough. You want to try to be right up to the spot?
Might as well.
Ease off to the left a little.
Roger.
Okay, far enough. Cutter.
Let's have a real look.
Funny, there ain't no wreckage at all.
There must be something.
Probably a few ashes.
That'd be enough.
And over this way. You notice how black those rocks there are compared to the ones on the left?
Yes, there was a fire there, all right.
I only hope it wasn't an ordinary bonfire. Here we are.
Anyone told me a plane crashed here, I'd have his head examined.
There ain't no ashes.
I guess I made a mistake, Hop. I'm sorry.
No.
I don't think you did, Paul.
Hey, where are you going?
There's something over here between these rocks. I have it.
What is it?
Well, you are right.
Jet fighter did crash here. Look at this.
It's a burned piece of wood.
Piece of wood painted green. Look at this end where it didn't burn.
Not burned yet. It's
soft white pine. See, I can dig my fingernails into it. Soft white pine, painted green. Exactly what we saw at the wreck of the transport.
Check. But for Pete's sake, who builds planes out of white pine?
The person who built these planes, Tank.
Yeah, but where's the engine and the machine guns and all the rest? It wasn't made out of white pine.
And there's something we're forgetting.
What?
Where is the pilot's body?
Maybe somebody came and took it away.
With the engine and the guns?
Oh, no, of course not.
Hey, you!
Who's that?
Hey, you!
Oh, somebody's running across the field. I guess he saw us land.
Hey! You all right?
Yes, take it easy. Take it easy.
Saw you come down in my field. I thought you might be in some kind of trouble.
No, everything's under control, thanks.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Well, what are you doing here?
Oh, just checking up on a few things. You live in that farmhouse?
That's right.
Well, tell me, did you hear anything out of the ordinary last night?
What do you mean, out of the ordinary?
Did you hear a crash?
Yes, I did. Peculiar you should mention it.
Well, that's why we're here, sir. A plane crashed on your farm. We're trying to find the wreckage.
Well, there ain't none.
Is this where it came down?
Yeah, you're standing on the very spot.
Did you actually see the crash?
No, I was in bed. No noise woke me out of sound sleep. When I came to the window to see what was going on, I saw a great big fire roaring away. Of course, I came right out. When I got here, there was nothing left.
What do you mean, nothing?
That's what I said, young fellow. The fire burned itself out, and there was nothing more here than you see right now.
What about the pilot?
Pilot? There wasn't nobody here. Matter of fact, I didn't even know it was an airplane until you told me. I figured it might be one of them falling stars or something. Mighty peculiar. Mighty peculiar.
You can say that again. Did you happen to see anybody near the wreck? Did anybody show up later?
No, I was out here for the best part of 2 hours, poking around. Nobody showed up.
How far did it add up to? Great big zero. No, I wouldn't say that, thank you. Well, thanks very much, sir, and please excuse us for trespassing.
Oh, it's all right. No harm done.
Come on, fellow. Okay. So long, sir. Thanks.
Yes, thanks a lot.
Don't mention it.
Well, another lead and another blank. Looks like this one's really too tough to crack.
Don't give up so easily, Paul.
Easily. Hop, do you realize how long this has been going on?
Well, as you do. We'll just have to be patient and keep plugging. Go ahead, Tyler.
Where to now?
Back to New Orleans for some food and rest, and then tonight we tackle the last lead, the hidden airstrip we saw. If that doesn't give us the answer, then I'll give up myself.
Following Tank and Paul into the Beechcraft, Hop maintains a grim silence, trying to fit the many pieces of evidence into a picture which makes sense. Will he find the necessary key piece at the hidden airstrip? We'll know more in a moment, gang, so stand by. Fellows and girls, as I told you at the opening of our program, our guest today is Captain Bill Odom, pilot of the record-breaking solo round-the-world flight. Bill, now will you tell us about your next round-the-world flight?
Well, Glenn, in November, I'm going to fly around the world over an entirely new route. I'm going over the poles. But this time, I'm not going alone. A number of scientists are going to accompany me. And I'm also going to take a member of the Boy Scouts with me.
Well, say, that really is going to be something. Who is the lucky Boy Scout?
Well, now, that's something I'd like you to help me with, Glenn. So far, I haven't been able to select the scout I'd like to accompany me.
Well, Bill, I'd be glad to. How can I help you?
I'm looking for a Boy Scout with a good record. Of course, he'll have to have his parents' permission to go on the flight. I thought you might be able to help me find the right boy to make this flight.
Well, I don't know of any scouts offhand, Bill, but say, I have an idea. If there are any Boy Scouts listening who would like to make this round-the-world flight with Bill Odom, write to Hop Harrigan, Mutual Network, 1440 Broadway, New York, 18, New York. Now, if anyone writes, Bill, I'll forward the letter to you. How's that?
Well, that's swell, Glenn. I hope I get a lot of mail from Hop Harrigan listening.
I'm sure you'll be swamped with letters, Bill. And now I want to thank you very much for being with us today. Remember, gang, if you're a member of the Boy Scouts of America and would like to accompany Bill Odom on his next round-the-world flight over the poles, write to Hop Harrigan, Mutual Network, 1440 Broadway, New York, 18, New York. You may be the lucky scout who's chosen. Fellas and girls, whether you fly around the world or around your backyard, always remember America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Returning to New Orleans, Hop and Tank caught up on some very much needed sleep, and late in the evening took off again in the beach craft, heading north for the hidden airfield.
Less than 20 miles from here, the way I figured, Hop. Is there any regular field listed in the area?
Yeah, only about 30 miles north. All private field.
Any night landing equipment?
Yep.
Okay, we'll land there. Let's see if we can hire a car.
Bad call if you can come with us.
We wanted to, but Vinny was taking another cargo flight out tonight. There was nobody to ride co-pilot with him.
Where are they going?
Oh, just a short jump to Galveston.
Oh, and they ain't going to see no ghost plane tonight.
No, they won't fly anywhere near the area. I made Paul promise he'd keep Vinny on course. We're playing our cards close to the vest tonight, and I don't want anything to go wrong.
Buildings, Hop. One looked like a big barn, remember? Should be along here someplace on the left-hand side of the road.
Hey, how about those two buildings?
Why? Yeah, that's them. And see, the field on the other side is plenty big enough to land a ship.
Okay.
Hey, where are you going? You're passing it.
Now I'm going to pull down the road a ways to turn off the lights and creep back.
We're going around a curve. Nobody sees if you turned around here.
Okay. Anything coming?
Oh, road's empty both ways.
All right. Lights out.
Here we go. Take it easy now.
Don't worry.
There's the barn. You see the outline good in the moonlight.
Any lights on?
No. Everything's dark. Guess nobody's home.
Lucky for us. This is far enough, I think. Go on. Pile up. But no noise, Hank.
Okay. Close the door carefully. I think it's all right to leave the car here.
Yeah, well up on the shoulder. Come on.
Here we go. The barn first. It's closer. Walk fast. The moon's pretty bright. Kind of creepy, ain't it?
Yeah, relax. Next thing you know, you'll be seeing ghosts.
What do you call them, zeros?
Here's the barn door. See if it's open.
So we do walk in.
Would you rather knock?
Yeah,
let me try it.
We're in lock. It's open. Awful dark in there. Go ahead.
Check.
We had a light. We do. I brought matches. Wait, I close the door. The door creaks like a haunted house.
Relax, will you?
I dig out the match.
Yeah, I am.
Pete, say, hurry up.
Hey, what happened?
A tremendous flash of white light blazes in Hop's brain, and then he sinks into deep, velvety darkness and knows no more. So, both boys have walked into an ambush and been knocked out. But by whom? Gang, there's a thrill a minute in the next action-packed episode of The Riddle of the Ghostly Avengers. So don't miss it. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same neutral station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.